What is up, weirdos? You're listening to the Manic Pixie Weirdo. I'm Abigail, your host, and this is the podcast where we talk about all of the different kinds of relationships that we have in our lives. And it is time once again for another What's Up Weirdo Wednesday shout out. For those of you that don't know what that is, this is the special bonus episode that is released every other week where I thank all of you guys by country for listening. And sharing and just participating and being a part of the weirdos, the outcasts, the outliers, the ones, the people that nobody cares about. What's up, you guys? So this is where I'm going to shout you guys out. Thank you so much for listening, all of the things, you know. And then I'm going to do some personal shout outs. If you want a personal shout out in the next What Is Up Weirdo Wednesday shout out, get those in. Manic Pixie Weirdo Podcast at protonmail.com. Email me, DM me at MP Weirdo Podcast or the_main_weirdo1 on Instagram to get those in. Let's get started. So we have new places. You guys, I don't know. Well, okay, so it's kind of hard to keep track because I think we already did, obviously, the United States. That's where we're based. What's up, home place? Canada, for sure, for sure. What's up, our brothers and sisters to the north? How y'all, is it cold? It's kind of bullshit down here. It's been raining a lot. It's fine. We're fine. United Kingdom, how is it going? India, what's up, India? Czech Republic, coming in strong. Nigeria, that's so cool. We have people in Nigeria listening. That's awesome. South Africa, that's cool too. Oh my gosh, how awesome is that? You guys, thank you so much. Venezuela, oh my gosh, I feel like I butchered that. That's not the proper way to say that. I'm so sorry. That's still really cool though. Thank you so much. Guyana, wow. Whoa, you guys, this is nuts. Fiji, how's it going, Fiji? Y'all are beautiful people. And then other, and it just says other, like other, I don't know what that means. Other where? Other planets? Jupiter? Pluto maybe? Oh, if we have listeners on Pluto. What's up, Pluto? I still think you're a planet, okay? I still think you're a planet. Oh, that's so cool. And then, of course, we have France, the Netherlands, Ireland, Germany, Australia. I've already shouted these guys out, but it doesn't matter because y'all count too. Y'all matter too. And thank you so much for listening. Germany, Australia, Spain, Norway, Japan. All the cool shit is in Japan. Well, a lot of the cool shit is in Japan. Austria, the Philippines, Russia. How's it going? Egypt. What's going on, Egypt? Italy. Greece, coming in hot in Greece. Oh, that's so cool, you guys. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for listening. Oh, that's so awesome. So cool. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for listening. So, also, you guys, get in your, if you want to donate to the podcast, if you want to, do not feel pressured to do that. If you don't want to, if you don't feel like you have the money to do it, I know money's tight for like everybody right now because shit sucks, then don't do it. It's totally fine. If you want to donate to the podcast, the Cash App, we are using the Cash App. The Cash App is the main weirdo, okay? That's the Cash App. And you can donate whatever amount that you feel appropriate, whether it be, you know, 25 cents, or $1 million. Although, like I've said before, if you donate $1 million to this podcast, like, we need to have a conversation. How the fuck are you so rich that you can just give $1 million to a podcast and, like, not worry about it? We need to have a conversation. But if you don't, if you can't, there are other ways to support the podcast. Like, subscribe, you know, on the YouTubes. The YouTube is just Manic Pixie Weirdo. Rate and review on iTunes. That really helps us out. We're getting up there with the reviews and stuff, with the rates. We got, oh my gosh, you guys. We got our first 1-star review. It's so exciting. Somebody actually took the time out of their day to rate us 1 star. I know. It's so exciting. So thank you for thinking about us. And taking the time to do that. That's really fun. Thank you so much for that. I'm really excited for you, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay, so let's just get on with the personal shout-outs. So we've got a lot this week, and most of them are podcasts. And I will be playing the trailers after. Also, there will be links in the description for all of these podcasts and people that I'm shouting out. So go check them out. Let's just get started. So first, we have SP Film Reviewers based in the UK. How's it going, UK? They are the film review podcast where two people talk about films. One of them hasn't seen the movie. The other one has seen the movie. All the shenanigans ensue. You know, you get it. Check them out. Then we have Malice Podcast, of course. Ariel, my girl. I did her podcast a couple of weeks ago. It was so fun. Go check that out. We did, she is a true crime podcast where we go, where she goes in depth. Where she goes in depth into kind of the psychology of each like murderer and like what, and you know, tries to provide like context, you know, because I think it's really, we think that it is, I agree with her, that it is pretty important to talk about those things and like how a person would get to that place and like what happens to them and the psychology behind it. She is a social psychologist, so she would know. She's got all the things. Go check that out. I did an episode with her. We did a collaboration. We're going to do a collaboration coming up soon in June. Thank you, Dr. Seuss. And the episode that we did Afterthoughts, and it was the butterfly episode. It was a really fun conversation. Go check that out. Go check her out. Support her on all of the things. Love it. Then we have Measure the Score, also based in the U.S. What's going on? That is where they do, it is also a movie podcast, but they review the scores. So like the soundtracks and stuff, which I love because I really love movie soundtracks. I remember when they used to like release the soundtracks or the scores to films, and I love them. I don't think they do that anymore, but they review them. So go check out Measure the Score. Po Boys Pod, what's up? Po Boys Pod, again, US based. They talk any and everything, literally any and all of the things. They talk music, OnlyFans, TV shows, like all the stuff. This week their episode is about dildos and OnlyFans, it seems like. I listened to some of it. I haven't gotten all the way through it, but still, go check it out. It's really good. It's pretty interesting and they're really funny. So I enjoy it. He has all kinds of cool guests and stuff, so it's really fun. The Sip List. Okay, The Sip List, they reached out to me recently over the Twitters at MP Weirdo Podcast, and The Sip List is about, basically, she has guests on, they drink wine, they talk about all the things. They talk about, like, their top five favorite things of, you know, it literally is for everything. This week, it's rock albums. A couple weeks ago, it was TV moms. And then a couple weeks before that, it was the Reese, their top five favorite Reese Witherspoon roles. So that's really fun. It's really in-depth. It's really exciting. And she's super funny. So, yeah. The Pop Culture Hootenanny, US-based again, and they do movie breakdowns, review, and other random nonsense. It's so fun. It's so interesting. They have a lot to say, so go check them out. The Pop Culture Hootenanny, also based in the US. Then we have, okay, please forgive me, because I am not good at names, okay? And I think it's the Shonen Flop Podcast. I believe it's Shonen, the Shonen Flop Podcast. They do a deep dive into manga, like, that has been canceled. I didn't know that was a thing. They're very informative. I've listened to several of their episodes, and it's very informative. It's stuff I had no idea about. Like I said on previous episodes, that was not my thing. That was my sister's thing. And I'm just recently starting to, like, dip my toe into the manga, anime, comic book world of stuff. But yeah, so go check them out. They're very knowledgeable. It's very interesting. I've really enjoyed listening and learning new things. It's really fun. I like learning new things. Geeks Unleashed. Again, I believe they're US-based. Yeah. And they talk all the geeky things. This week they talk about Wonder Girl, Shang-Chi, like the first season of Wonder Girl and Shang-Chi, and then season 4 of Castlevania. I have not seen Castlevania. I don't know what that is, but I kind of want to go check that out. Shang-Chi, obviously, the trailer is amazing. You know, all of the things. So I now have to shout out the Round Here podcast because they are the Manic Media bonus episode this week. And I had so much fun with Brandy, Leanna, E. Lauren, excuse me, and Lily. It was so much fun. We talked about all things paranormal, ghosts, ghouls, fae, my sweatpants getting stolen, all of the things, you know, all the stuffs. So go check their podcast out, and then listen to the Manic Media episode where you can listen to all us just kind of talk about all the paranormal stuff, and like our relationship with it. And it was a really fun collaboration. So I had lots of fun doing that. Dion Sanchez, Words of Heart podcast. Okay. Love her. She's super great. I did a collaboration with her very recently. That episode will come out soon. So keep a lookout for that. It's going to be a Manic Media episode collaboration. Manic Media collaboration episode. It's going to be super fun. I really enjoyed it. We talked about poetry. Shout out to her podcast. It has been nominated for the Quite the Thing Media in the special interest category. So go vote for her. We also have been nominated in the news, like society and culture category. There's a lot of people there. But if you want to go and you want to vote for us, you can do that. Voting is open. It's free. You don't have to pay for anything. You just go into Quite the Thing Media, follow the links on their social media, and vote for us. The Manic Pixie Weirdo Podcast, vote for us. And last but not least, Brian Hawkins. I must shout him out. I had a fabulous time talking to him about his comic book, Black Cotton. I think it's called an issue. Yeah. Issue 4 is out now. So go check that out. Support him on all the things. He's on Twitter. We had a really lovely, great, fabulous conversation. Loved it. It was probably one of my favorite interviews that I've done to date. Had such a blast. I think he had a good time too. So go listen to that episode. That is the comic books and our relationships with the comic books and the philosophies that inspire us. So that's the most recent episode of our show. Once again, thank you guys so much for listening. I really enjoy doing this for you guys. It's so much fun. I hope you guys like it. I hope you enjoy it. If you want a shout out, get your shout outs in, get your personal shout out in at manicpixieweirdo@protonmail.com. Or you can reach out through Twitter, which is at @mpweirdopodcast. You can reach out through Instagram, the_main_weirdo1. Our Pinterest is the_main_weirdo21. And then donate if you want to the Cash App, the Main Weirdo, on the Cash App, and get in on that quarterly surprise that goes out July 1st, hopefully, depending upon a couple of things, but that's the goal. Okay, that's the goal, is to get that quarterly surprise out to you guys on July 1st. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and like I said, get all your stuff in, like, subscribe, blah, 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 you know, you get it. I don't have to repeat it. As always, be kind and stay weird, guys. Bye.
Sophie, but I haven't seen a lot of movies.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm here to help with that. And we are
SP Film Viewers. It was a lovely summer's day. I think I was working evenings at this point, so it was kind of that pan.
Yeah.
So I was wearing flip-flops. Didn't think that my dad would come and have like half a tank, you know, with no petrol.
Well, not even that. I was clearly not.
I'm guessing the light was already on when he was there. Yeah. Because literally we got not even halfway up the street from where I was working. And we basically, the car stopped. And I had to get out in my flip-flops on my own. Because there's no one else there to help me push this car. So in this scenario, they had about what was it, about four people pushing
yeah.
this car?
Yeah.
You know, well, I guess it's a minivan, so they need yeah. a little bit more oomph.
Yeah.
I think social distancing does come into play a little bit. Like, there's one line, and this is obviously jumping way to the story, where Mac is like basically telling nobody's allowed to come near him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, otherwise he's going to shoot them or something like that.
Blow up the base. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it's just like, it made me chuckle because it's like
the parallels. Yeah,
apart. That's all I could think in my head, and it was like, this weirdly seems relatable a little bit, which was strange. Because it shouldn't, that shouldn't even be a thing where you should relate to something so extreme.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But it's like the testing and stuff like that, that literally they had, they didn't have like track and trace.
Have you written that down, Sophie? Please tell me you wrote TRXP down.
No.
I did.
What is that?
He's got all that stuff in his little bunker that he's somehow managed to find and store himself away in. And he's got like, Alan picks up his jar, it's like, this is TRXP. It's like, how did you get it? It's like, you don't want to know. It's like,
I actually did sit there thinking, how would you get it?
And that would have been a more interesting story, I think, to include
milking a cow came into my head. Is that
who? Milking a cow?
Like, how you milk a cow? Is that something like, how did he get the tea?
This is horrifying. Well, T-Rex just stood there as well.
Jesus, yeah. I don't know why. I don't know how you think a little boy would get T-Rex pee.
I don't think he'd risk his life just going, you know.
I don't know. I just have this vision of like getting his ball or something while the T-Rex is peeing, standing underneath.
I had to point out the fact that EB can shit out jelly beans as his poo. And that's...
Oh my God, I think he was so jealous about this because you love jelly beans.
I'm jealous. I'm thinking, well, that's a disgusting concept, isn't it? Like having a jar of jelly beans and then eating rabbit droppings.
I'm going to say that now every time you pick one up. She loves jelly beans.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
You're obsessed. I bought you a big box for Christmas. They're all gone.
Already, yeah.
And it's one of those things where now I can tease you and go, do you know you're eating rabbit poo? Russell Brand rabbit poo.
Oh, yeah.
At that. I think it was a bit of a weird relationship he had with Mel as well, or Melanie. I don't really know how I felt about her as a character.
All I know is about her is get your feet away from a drink.
Yeah.
Or my body in general. I can't be doing with, you know, me. Well, Sophie knows that I don't like feet in my face or touching me. And it's just a very just like, no. Get away.
It's one of Paul's downfalls. So, like, for example, you know, if you've had a hard day, you wanted a foot massage, and Paul would not touch my feet at all. Even if I probably had glass in my feet, I'd have to sort it out myself because he's that freaked out about feet.
I think I would in that situation.
No, I don't think you would.
You'd be like, yeah.
But you'd make the matter worse because you'd be screaming around and shoving it in my foot more somewhat because you just, like, don't like feet.
One of the instances I found a bit strange, which I do not remember at all, was when she's meeting, I guess it's the Nino character. She goes on this ghost train. We assume it's him in this skeleton costume. And it's very sexualized in this weird way. So it's like, well, is that sort of like part of her fantasy? Is this actually really happening? Is it kind of like a, that's a bit of an odd
It's thing. So weird because like, I thought she might have screamed or something. It's like kind of caressing her face in a weird way. And I'm like, I'm sorry, if I was on one of those ghost rides and then a skeleton came on the back of my cat, I'm sorry, it'd either be A, shoved off, or B, I'd be screaming the haunted house ghost train down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be just sat there like, how does she even know who he is? You can't even see his face.
Exactly. So
you're just going to let anyone touch you up on a ghost train, because I wouldn't.
I'm trying to think of ones that they hopefully didn't say, because I keep coming into mind with, I don't know why, but the term daddy has been popularized a lot, so I thought of Puff Daddy, because of Diddy. Yeah. Maybe that. Zach is so humiliated.
Well, no, I'm thinking about my favorite ones that they said were the ones where it was like a little bit questionable. And the first thing that came to my mind when you said we should go around is I was going to say that good, good white cream. Because
all I've got in my head at the moment is it doesn't make any sense, but puff puff pass. But
but there was a funny bit with Godzilla where it looked like he fell over and he couldn't get back up, and I said to Paul, I wonder if that actually that man couldn't get back up.
It probably did happen, yeah. Because I imagine it'd be pretty cumbersome having in that big warm rubber costume, and it's like, oh, I just can't get up. This like tail is getting in the way. Yeah.
And I think, because I know, obviously, back in the day, this would have been brilliant, and I don't think people
it's
would
very
have...
entertaining, I can say that. I'm sure it was. The box office figures show that for definite.
I don't know if they'd have laughed at it as much as we laugh at it today because of where it's progressed.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from, yeah.
I think this is kind of my first encounter with slashers film, I think. Really, I'm not really one to be wanting to watch something like that. I think it helped that obviously it did have a Christmas element to it with the lady from Christmas and the Cranks.
So bit of a stretch, yeah.
That was the only kind of thing that I was like interested to see, like a young version of her.
Jamie Lee Curtis,
I didn't twig until she actually like spoke. I think it was a voice, but don't you think she looks a little bit old still? Like she's young but old looking.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe she's just always been come across that way.
Yeah, it's really weird. She looks youthful, but still looked somewhat familiar to what she looked like in Christmas and the Cranks. It was really bizarre.
I don't know if that's...
No, it's not. It's a backhand compliment. And then they decide why to do a third one. Literally, my notes, just so you know, I have got a line. I got so fed up. And it doesn't even make sense. I don't even know what I wrote.
Okay.
It says... 1885 cowboy love, house shoe riding.
Cowboy love. This isn't Brokeback Mountain.
That's what it made me become at the end.
Right.
So thank you for that.
Welcome.
Hey, it's Dan from the Pop Culture Hootenanny Podcast, and I just want to give you a little intro breakdown of what our show is. We're kind of a movie review podcast. We talk about random nonsense that comes up from the backstories, behind-the-scenes stories, and whatever else we want to talk about during our episodes. Here's a few clips to check us out.
Why do we cheer on, and this is a question for what we can discuss right now. Why do we cheer on sociopaths in movies where we know that they're doing wrong in almost every single way?
Because we like the hijinks that ensue.
Because we like the hijinks that ensues, right?
Art and Tony. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're the best written characters. Right? You know what I mean? Like, she's trying to make amends and saying the kids would love to have you over, and I would love to have you over. And then as soon as he gets that okay, he just starts digging into the fact that she changed her name, right? And I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. This is the 80s. Changing your name in the 80s is kind of a big fucking statement.
We have so many jaded tropes in our head. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are certain movies that will try to make something look serious. And for a younger generation, it might be their version of, let's say, Arnold calling out the Predator.
1, 2, 3, 4, pop culture, hootenanny, pop culture, hootenanny.